Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland, the same guy that Barack Obama wanted to be on the Supreme Court, has come out and admitted he personally approved the Donald Trump search warrant. Now, if you just go back about 12 hours, everybody in the liberal media was telling you that this was a local issue, that there was no way the attorney general was involved. The same people that are telling you now to trust the same corrupt FBI, the same FBI that got a FISA court warrant, lying about what was in the FISA warrant to get it in the first place. The same FBI that tells you can trust them, that allowed for the spying on the President of the United States of America's campaign, and even while he was in the White House, the same FBI that knew that the dossier that was framing Donald Trump for colluding with the Russians was a lie and still allowed it to be weaponized to impeach the President of the United States of America and undermine his presidency. That same FBI, that same DOJ is now telling you you need to trust them because they're the ones that are just trying to do things the right way. Do you believe them? Do you trust them? I don't. In fact, I don't trust the Attorney General Garland farther than I can throw him. The deep state is in trouble. They're basically, in my opinion, scrambling to contain the fallout. He says he stands by the, quote, dedicated patriotic public servants of the DOJ and the FBI. These are the same dedicated patriotic public servants that actually attacked Donald Trump and changed documents about Donald Trump so that they could entrap him and the people around him. The same people that tried to entrap General Flynn, who gave his lifetime of service to the United States of America. The same people that put disparaging text messages together at the FBI and the DOJ that were busted for lying about Donald Trump. Those same people, the Attorney General is saying, you must understand we need to stand by these dedicated and patriotic public servants of the DOJ and the FBI. And that's why he personally approved the Donald Trump raid, saying he had no other choice. Now, here's the part where they screwed up at the Justice Department. They thought they were answering questions. They're not. In fact, I have a lot more questions after hearing from the Attorney General. Now, here is Merrick Garland's full remarks speaking on this FBI unprecedented raid. And you tell me if you believe any of what they're trying to sell you.
Good afternoon. Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search.
So to be clear, the only reason why I'm out speaking right now is because Donald Trump opened his mouth about his big raid that took place on his property. If he wouldn't have said anything to you, we wouldn't have to come out there and tell you about it now. You understand they're actually blaming Donald Trump for the controversy. That's why he says you should just trust us. I guess we should just trust the FBI the same way that we're supposed to trust the IRS and Lois Lerner, the same way we're supposed to trust the FBI and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Remember that whole controversy, right? Remember how they said we're going to stop him the night that Donald Trump was becoming the president-elect? Don't worry, we're going to stop him. Don't worry, we'll frame him. Don't worry, we'll get rid of him. We will make sure he's not president. The same people that were involved in all of that, you are supposed to never question, and you're supposed to stand by the dedicated, patriotic public servants of the DOJ and the FBI. You should never question any of them because they are doing God's work. That's what the Attorney General Garland, a guy who hates the President of the United States of America, angry that he's not on the Supreme Court and he got this job, wants you to believe.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch...
Hold on a second. Without fear or favor? Okay, then let's talk about that. Mr. Attorney General, if you're going to apply the law equally, then how has Hillary Clinton's house not been raided? How did you not have these men and women that we're not supposed to question not bust down her door demanding those servers that she bleached, or at least the remainder of the evidence left over? Can someone answer me that question? How about what happened when Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton took six figures worth of furniture from the White House that wasn't theirs? How about the tens of thousands of documents that they took with them when they left the White House? How about the things that happened under Barack Obama's time in office with Benghazi and the lies that came out when they told the American people that the real protest took place at Benghazi because of a YouTube video that they fabricated, made up, and lied to us? But remember, you're not supposed to question these people. They apply the laws equally. When was the last time a Democrat's house got raided like the President of the United States of America's house for something corrupt like this? When was the last time you guys broke into the president, Joe Biden's house, or his son, Hunter Biden's? You guys had a laptop and refused to even admit it was his for months and refused to look at what was on it, or much less investigate. In fact, you were closing investigations into Hunter Biden that you knew were legitimate. where there was information that could verify, or it was information that was easily verifiable, and you shut down future investigations. Future investigations. Into Hunter Biden on purpose. Donald Trump made a statement after the AG Merrick Garland's remarks saying, "My attorneys and representatives were cooperating fully and very good relationships had been established." His point is, don't tell me now that somehow this is something that went the wrong way. Don't act like this is my fault. Yet the Attorney General of the United States of America wants you to believe that he did nothing wrong here.
That is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence.
Why didn't you guys raid Hillary Clinton's assistant, Uma Abedin's house? Why didn't you ask questions about how she had classified information on her laptop that also had on the laptop apparently pornography connected to her husband, Anthony Weiner? Why didn't you guys go raid that apartment or that home in New York City? Why didn't you raid the Clinton Foundation with all the foreign donations that were coming in and the whistleblowing that was happening? Why didn't you raid the houses of those connected to Hunter Biden? I'm just curious, if you're going to tell me that you apply the law equally to everyone, then how did Hillary Clinton get away with having classified documents on a server in the basement at her house? Because apparently you guys are looking for a document here or there, saying you had no choice but to authorize the raid of Donald Trump's home. And the only reason why we know about it is because Donald Trump opened his big mouth like this is his fault.
Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, longstanding department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
Really? Donald Trump put out on Truth Social, quote, "I continue to ask, what happened to the 33 million pages of documents taken to Chicago by President Obama? The fake news media refuses to talk about that. They want it canceled." He went on to say, "My attorneys and representatives were cooperating fully and very good relationships had been established. The government could have had whatever they wanted if we had it. They asked us to put an additional lock on a certain area. Done. Everything was fine, better than that of most previous presidents." And then out of nowhere and with no warning, Mar-a-Lago was raided at 6:30 in the morning by a very large number of agents and even safecrackers. They got way ahead of themselves, the president said. Crazy. He also tweeted out or put on Truth Social, "Just learned that agents went through the First Lady's closets and rummaged through her clothing and personal items. Surprisingly left area in a relative mess." Wow. He then sent out a message a moment ago, "Witch hunt." And then said, "Does anybody really believe that Joe Biden and the White House knew nothing about this great embarrassment to our country? The biggest story since the Afghanistan catastrophe? I don't think so."
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Let me just bring up another story real quick before I play for you the rest of the Attorney General. Nancy Pelosi, and maybe the FBI should check into this because it's starting to sound a hell of a lot like Joe and Hunter Biden. Nancy Pelosi came out and shocked the world by backing and defending China as, quote, one of the freest societies in the world. People have started asking questions about this. And then they realized that her son, who is invested in a lithium ion company, apparently over in this part of the world, went with her on her recent Asia trip. Now, before I let you hear what she had to say about her son doing business and flying on the American dime over there, here's what Nancy Pelosi said defending China, the same China that threatened to blow her plane out of the sky if she went to Taiwan.
We still support the one China policy. We go there to acknowledge the status quo is what our policy is. There was nothing disruptive about that. It was only about saying China is one of the freest societies in the world. Don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House.
Let's talk a little bit.
It's a strong democracy. Yeah. Courageous.
It's a strong democracy. China is one of the freest societies in the world, this crazy woman says. This lunatic. Where's the FBI investigating insider trading with her husband because they've made millions and millions of dollars off of insider trading? Millions of dollars off of insider trading. When are they going to go raid her house?
People, and it's just, I don't know why it is, except there's some commercial interest who would like to diminish the relationship.
So China's still amazing. China's unbelievable, Nancy Pelosi says. Well, you want to know why? I'll tell you why she's saying this. Because her son's making big money off Nancy Pelosi and connections to China and connections to Taiwan. She was asked about her son and his business dealings. Man, this sounds an awful lot like Hunter Biden, doesn't it? And James Biden and Joe Biden. Listen to this.
There are some reports that your son was on this trip with you.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
What was his role?
His role was to be my escort. We invited spouses. Not all could come, but I had him come, and I was very proud that he was there, and I'm thrilled, and it was nice for me.
Did he have any business dealings?
No, he did not. Of course he did not.
Of course he did not. My son would have no business dealings in Taiwan with lithium. Why would you even think such a thing, right? Of course he did. He had nothing to do with Taiwan. Nancy Pelosi claims her son had no business dealings when he joined her trip. No, he did not. Of course he did not. He was my escort. Usually we invite spouses, but I was so proud to have my grown son, very proud that he went with me. He has been there. He just thrilled, and it was so nice. Business dealings? Of course not. Of course not. Nancy Pelosi took her son. By the way, he does have investments in lithium mines inside of Taiwan. Yes, he does. Inside of Taiwan. It's tied to the Taiwan and the Taiwan taxpayers. Just kidding. The American taxpayers, right? We paid for the trip. Starting to sound a lot like Hunter Biden. I wonder when the FBI is going to show up on this case. Right? When are they going to show up on this one? Because she just lied to the American people. He has no business interests. That's not what the news reports say, Nancy. So let's go back to Merrick Garland, the man who says, you can trust us. We never get anything wrong. Just everything that we've gotten wrong on Donald Trump. Everything we got wrong with Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. Everything we got wrong with the FISA warrants. Everything we got wrong with Russian collusion. Everything we got wrong with the Mueller report. But you can trust us now.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors.
There it is, folks. And there's your game plan. How dare you question us? And if you do, we'll act like anyone that asks questions of us is a terrorist, is a domestic terrorist. The White House has come out. You know what they just said at the White House, right? They are angry. They are angry at the White House right now because they say we're putting the lives of FBI agents at risk and government agencies at risk. Eric Trump, by the way, son of the former President Donald Trump, disclosed new details about the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago. He spoke out and accused the FBI agents of, quote, shady behavior. Why? Because they demanded they turn off all security cameras. Why would you demand that all the security cameras be turned off? That's a question that everybody should be asking. You show up and then you say, we don't want transparency? Speaking with the Daily Mail, Eric Trump revealed the FBI agents refused to show Trump's attorney a copy of the search warrant that authorized them to raid Mar-a-Lago for allegedly classified documents that were reportedly being stored at the South Florida resort. According to Eric, FBI agents forced the Trump attorney, Christina Bob, to wait at the end of the Mar-a-Lago driveway while FBI agents searched the property. There's 30 agents there, Eric said. They told our lawyers, you have to leave the property right now. Turn off all the security cameras. Yeah, that's not shady at all. They would not give her the search warrant, so they showed it to her from about 10 feet away. They would not give her a copy of the search warrant. Eric said Mar-a-Lago staff refused to comply with the demand to shut off surveillance cameras. Thus, Eric alleged there is footage showing FBI agents searching areas of the property they shouldn't have even been in. Wow. But trust the FBI. Ask no questions. Believe everything they tell you. Right? Unicorns are real. Trump's lawyer explained in an interview today that FBI agents initially refused to show her that search warrant, but they eventually did so. Investigators did not disclose the probable cause that led to a federal magistrate judge, the same judge who gave money to Barack Obama, the same judge that had disparaging marks on his Facebook page about Donald Trump, the same judge that flipped from investigating Jeffrey Epstein to defending his closest people that work for him on a Tuesday after working for the U.S. government on a Monday is the guy that approved the warrant. Bob, the attorney for Donald Trump, described the warrant as thin and suggested federal authorities use the raid for nefarious purposes, saying, quote, I think this is clearly a situation where they're looking for a way that they can easily prosecute Donald Trump. They want to do it under a national security type disguise because they can hide things from the public and they can say, oh, we can't tell you. We can't give you the details because it's confidential information subject to national security concerns. So we can't tell you, but we're just going to prosecute Trump. One DOJ source spoke to Newsweek said, He described the raid as a spectacular backfire because the FBI hoped for it to be a low key. But instead, it has energized Republicans and triggered accusations of a weaponized Justice Department. And that's where we go back to the Attorney General today saying, I am concerned about the safety of my people because there's too many of you crazy Republicans out there that want to do us harm. So let me be clear. My people are perfect. They've never gotten anything wrong except for all the things I just told you about they got wrong.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves.
Notice how they've turned this right on us. If you ask questions, you are the problem and you are the threat to America, not them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me just remind you another perspective on Merrick Garland, the guy that tells you you should never question the FBI or the Department of Justice, that they're totally above board, they're perfect. Merrick Garland investigated parents that went to school meetings and then labeled and classified them as domestic terrorists because they were angry that their children were being indoctrinated with transgenderism. You're a parent and you show up to your kid's school and you start saying no to the indoctrination of woke liberal agenda, and this dude labeled the parents as domestic terrorist threats, the same as they did after people involved in 9/11. What did he not do? The same guy that says that our men and women should be trusted and never be asked any questions of accountability for anything. This is the same guy that did nothing about the illegal harassment and intimidation that happened outside the homes of Supreme Court justices over Roe v. Wade. He didn't come out and investigate that or denounce that or say that the law was being broken, because it is against the law to try to intimidate a judge in a case, which is exactly what they were trying to do. This is the same guy that then wants you to trust him when he launches an FBI raid on the current president, his boss's most likely opponent in the 2024 election, in Donald Trump. And he wants to scold us about our lives right now. He wants to tell us that we're the ones that need to shut up and sit down. And by the way, if you think he was going to answer questions, oh, no way. Listen to the end after he scolds you for how dare you ask questions of us.
I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you.
That's it. Nothing else. Thank you. I'm done. I have checked the box. So the president comes out with his response. And what did he say?
Former President Donald Trump just stating, quote, my attorneys and representatives were cooperating fully and very good relationships had been established. Joining me now, Fox News contributor and former assistant U.S. attorney Andy McCarthy, along with former deputy assistant attorney Jonathan Yu.
Let me just stop right there. Let's go back to the president's statement. My attorney and representatives were cooperating fully and had very good relationships had been established. So why did they decide to come in right now? And why did they decide to go in the way they did? I go back to what Eric Trump said, because they're trying to find anything they can to indict the president on, because they're terrified that you're going to vote for him again and they don't want him to be on the ballot. This is why Trump's attorney spoke out on what she saw during the raid, saying this is the government that seems to be out of control. Lindsey Halligan, an attorney for Trump, was present during the search, which media accounts have said was related to the possibility that classified documents were at Mar-a-Lago, having been taken from Washington in the waning days of the Trump administration. She said the raid was even worse than what she expected. It's unprecedented in American history. The government seems to be out of control. It's plagued with manipulation, corruption, greed, and fraud. The attorney said the FBI had taken over by the time she got there. I arrived around 11 a.m. and they were there. There were about 30 to 40 FBI agents that I saw. They basically had unfettered access to the property. They refused to talk to me. They refused to let me in. And all I knew is that they were searching areas 1, 2, and 3, which I understood to be the former president's bedroom, his office, and a storage room. And other than that, we were not allowed to talk to them or go inside at all. And they wanted the cameras off. Quote, they looked at God knows what in there and did God knows what in there. We have no idea. What the FBI did was an appalling display of abuse of power, she said. She said the former president has been complying with documents requests, saying all documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested. If they needed any other document, they could have just asked, the attorney said. She noted one other clandestine aspect of the raid, saying, quote, the warrant was secured under seal, so they tried to get away with concealing this overreach by obtaining a warrant under seal. Nobody knew about it. And then today they're like, well, we'll unseal this, but there's not going to be a lot you're going to get to see, but we'll let Donald Trump decide if he's going to let you see it or not. But you're supposed to trust these people. That's what you're supposed to do. Hey, Nancy Pelosi, by the way, tell us about your son going on those business dealing trips to Asia that you brought him on. Oh, he was my escort. Really? Not any business dealings? No, we'd never talk about business. Why would we do that? Really? We heard your son's invested in lithium and other things in Taiwan and other parts of Asia. No, we would never talk about this. I look at what's happened right now, and I look at it, and I try to take a step back, and I look at what is being said, and it is just unbelievably shocking to me that we are now at this point. Martha McCollum, I was on Fox News Channel, and she was up after I was on, and she made a very interesting point about the FBI, why basically don't ever look at us and tell us to just trust you anymore because of what they've gotten wrong in the past.
And you know what? Here's why we need to see the affidavit. When you say that, right, when you say this is the reason, these are the underlying reasons for the search, right? And everyone's just supposed to accept that there was no other way to go about it. But then immediately your mind goes to the FISA filing, right, that we couldn't see for a really long time. It goes to all other things in the Russia collusion that we were just supposed to accept were legitimate underlying evidence, like the Steele dossier, that merited the surveillance of people like George Papadopoulos and Carter Page, right? We were supposed to accept that they had the goods, otherwise they would never have taken this measure, right? And so that this is what I was pointing to earlier that I think is sad in terms of the destruction of trust in the country, right? That is based on a number of things. We could both go on for quite a while. So that's why we need to see the affidavit, right? We need to see it, and we need to see it quickly, I would say.
We need to see it quickly. Why would we trust them after everything that she just mentioned? Why? Now, the FBI is, of course, now acting like, hey, it's on Donald Trump to tell you what's really going on, what's really happening. We're going to put the ball back in his court, and we're not going to answer any more questions. I don't trust these people at all. Fox News says senior White House officials say they had no prior knowledge that the AG Garland was going to make a statement today. Do you believe that? I don't.
Said it was a criminal investigation and they weren't going to comment. Well, now senior White House officials are telling reporters that they had no knowledge that the attorney general was going to make remarks today, and they have not been briefed on the content of those remarks. So the White House is clearly, if that is true, trying to separate itself, or the DOJ and the attorney general are trying to do that. There's a lot of people, obviously, in Washington who have a hard time believing at this level with a former president.
I don't believe them. You want me to believe that the White House didn't know this was going to happen? Right? You want me to believe that they had no knowledge that the attorney general of the United States of America was going to make a big, massive statement today that everyone was going to watch? These are the people that you're supposed to trust, who are supposed to protect and defend this country, and clearly you cannot trust them. Let me just finish with this. We put together a montage for you, just the media. The media's reaction to the FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid wasn't actually a raid, definitely wasn't political. That's their narrative, right? They're just doing their job. You should never not trust them, even though they lied about Russian collusion. They lied about the Mueller investigation. They lied about spying on Donald Trump's campaign. They lied about all of it the entire time. Same people that refuse to look into Hunter Biden when there's actual crimes, felonies have been committed that he's documented himself on video. But man, the media's got their you-know-what together in the last 24 hours. They're all saying the same exact things. You want to know what it sounds like? Listen.
The FBI is a conservative-leaning law enforcement organization, and we've sort of like lost the thread on that.
They're conservative-leaning. You think James Comey's conservative? Have you seen the things that James Comey has said about conservatives and Donald Trump? The FBI and the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, described parents as domestic terrorists that went to school board meetings, and now they want to go on TV and tell you, hold on a second, the FBI is actually a conservative organization. Not anymore.
In the past 6 years.
These attacks against the FBI, these attacks against the most important federal law enforcement agency in America.
Less than 24 hours after a peaceful search that they gave them a heads up on.
Peaceful search.
It's all legal. It's all lawful. It's not a raid. They didn't, you know, they're not there improperly.
It's all normal. It's all, you should trust them. It's everything's legal. Everything's fine. The FISA warrant to spy on Trump was fine too. Actually, it wasn't. Well, we thought it was at the time. Don't ask questions and submit, America.
Or unlawfully.
The Justice Department is returning to its historical position as a law enforcement agency above politics, trying to do the right thing.
I don't think there was any politics involved.
This appears to be a nonpartisan process.
Because anybody on this set had done the same thing, the exact same result would have occurred.
A judge would not sign off on that if there were not evidence.
Sources tell me that, you know, there's a reason. They wouldn't go in there if it wasn't really significant, if they weren't really concerned about the nature of the classified information that Trump had, what he might be doing with it, who he might be showing it to. These are real national security concerns.
And the fact that a federal judge approved it shows that, hey, they've got something there. We just don't know what it is.
The former president and his allies are escalating their attacks on the FBI, claiming without any evidence that the investigation is politically motivated.
These attacks on the FBI are just very sort of out there and outlandish.
Every person out there attacking this is essentially attacking non-politicized and independent law enforcement.
Republican attacks on the Department of Justice and the FBI intensify, prompting fears that rhetoric could turn to violence.
There it is. We're all violent extremists if we ask any questions. That's what we are. What happened to the 33 million pages of documents taken to Chicago by President Obama? Anybody going to raid his house in the middle of the day for 8 hours? Oh, wait, Ben, you can't ask that question, because if you do, you and anyone else asking these questions, you're a violent extremist. You notice how they're framing this, right? You're angry about what just happened. You're a violent extremist.
Growing concerns over the reaction from possible right-wing extremists.
And they're fomenting that violence right now.
The dangerous rhetoric that is being fomented because of this, because of how Trump talks about a raid on his home. No, man, it was no raid on your home.
They are basically saying that that law enforcement is engaging in some kind of a political attack. Well, the fact of the matter is, there's no reason to believe that, and there's no basis for them to assert that.
That's why we have law enforcement to actually bring fascists to justice.
There it is. You're an extremist. Oh, basically, you're a domestic terrorist all over again, just like the parents. Just like the parents that showed up in the classroom. We're now all domestic terrorists, folks, for asking questions and not accepting the status quo. End of discussion. You're a terrorist. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media, so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is, while the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie, because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.